Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in tonight on the Hour of Prayer. I am your host, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is the Hour of Prayer. Again, thank you for tuning in. This is our 1,159th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Our goal here in mission is to encourage the children of God and to win souls for the kingdom. If you have a prayer request tonight, we encourage you to call in. The number is 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. You also can go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. And if you call in, you can press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. No matter what it looks like tonight, for all God's children, God has everything in control. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. So, God, we come before your throne in the name of Jesus. God, we first come asking you, God, that if we committed any sin or if we did anything that was not pleasing in your sight as believers, God, we ask that you wash us with the blood of Jesus. God, because in the blood, there's remission of sin. So, God, cover us. Hallelujah. God, we need a cleansing. We need a washing, oh, God. God, we don't want anything to hinder our prayer right now. So, everyone who's on the line, God, cover us in the blood of Jesus. Because when you look at us, you see the blood. Hallelujah. So we come tonight, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. So we come tonight with one accord. Your word is true. You said we're two of you touch and agree on earth, ask it, anything of the Father shall be done. God, you said where two of you or two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So, God, we believe that you're hearing this prayer. So, God, we come tonight with humble hearts, Lord. We come tonight, first of all, we want to give you thanks for you being God. No matter what it looks like, God, you are still on the throne. God, you are faithful. You said, you brother, you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will always see us to the end of the earth. So, God, we as your people, we stand in touch. Today, we stand in faith today. We stand your word that you said, Lord, that you will never leave us. Hallelujah. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God, we rest in you. We trust in you. We hope in you. We are not moved by what we see or hear. Hallelujah. God, but we hold them to the horns of the altar. We know that you're going to hear our prayer tonight, because your word says that my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sins and heal the land. God, America needs a healing. Every continent and nation needs a healing, oh God. So we come tonight, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for those who believe that there's nothing too hard for you. But God, we're going to go by what your word says, Lord. You said that you exalt them for first of all their prayer and supplication and intercession and giving of thanks in the name of all men for kings and for those who are in authority. So God, we lift up every spiritual believer who is in authority before your throne right now. We lift up every apostle, every bishop, every pastor, every teacher. God, everyone who's in the body of Christ and stands in authority, we all are standing in authority, God, but those who are in the fivefold ministry, God, we lift them up before you like never before, Lord. Use them for your glory. God, as they preach the word, let it come forth with power. Let it come forth to change lives, to make a difference, Lord. In Jesus' name. God, in this time of darkness, Lord, let your light so shine in us that men may see our glorious glory by our God which art in heaven. So God, we call our pastors tonight, God. You know all about them. I know everyone, Lord. The ones you place on my heart, God. God, I'm going to start us with this ministry, Lord. God, be with Pastor Toy. Keep us covered under the blood of Jesus. Be with our household, Lord. Be with our needs. Draw the closer to you like never before, oh God. You said you would supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Be with our pastor, God, our bishop, Lord. You know all about them. Hallelujah. God, I ask you to be with my pastor, God. Be a pastor, Majette, God. Meet her, meet Pastor Bruce. Meet his need, Lord. You know all about them, God. You created them. You formed them. You covered them in their mother's womb. Meet their need. Be a Pastor Wiley, Lord. Pastor Wilder. Pastor Furby. Pastor Ford. Pastor Long. Pastor Ball. Oh, Pastor Ford, Lord. Keep them covered in the name of Jesus. Take them higher in you. Be a Pastor Navin, Lord. You know all about him. Pastor Long, hallelujah. Pastor Gilly, oh God, have your way. Lord, every pastor that's listening on the air when I didn't mention, Lord, you know all about them. Meet their need. Cover them like only you can. Hallelujah. Every elder, Lord, every missionary that's on the front lines and is preaching the gospel, Lord, in these foreign countries, God, keep them covered in the name of Jesus. Your word is true that the gospel must be preached around the world before you come back, Lord. Keep them covered like only you can. Hallelujah. You are a great God. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. Keep the body of Christ covered, Lord. Coronavirus has nothing on you. The blood covers us. The blood keeps us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. And if there's someone that's suffering with coronavirus in the body of Christ, Lord, you're able to heal. Healing is a Trojan's bread. You said, by Jesus' stripes, they all will be healed in the name of Jesus. Keep the body of Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. You're bigger than any disease. You're bigger than coronavirus, COVID-19. Lord, the family that are suffering right now, Lord, the ones who died from this disease, God, comfort like only you can. You are the God of all comfort, Lord. If they knew you there with you, they're in your presence. If you have to know the to be present with the Lord. But God, those who remain in sorrow, those who remain are in pain. But God, you said that you have comfort, Abel, son. Comfort them, Lord, like only you can. You are the God of all comfort. Oh, God, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Lord, those who are mourning today because they've lost their loved ones, God, comfort them like only you can. You are the God of all comfort. Don't leave them, Lord. Keep them. In the hour of bereavement, in the time of sorrow, you are the friend of Brother Aday Shade. You are the friend that is closer than a brother, Lord. Walk with them. Keep them, Lord. We praise you. And God, every sickness that's not unto death before you to get glory, keep them, God. God, you are bigger than cancer. You can heal cancer. You can heal Alzheimer's dementia. You can heal schizophrenia. You can heal bipolar. You can heal high blood pressure and diabetes and kidney failure and GERD and acid reflux, Lord. You can heal depression and oppression. There's no disease that's bigger than you, God. Those who believe you are healing in their body. Lord, healing is the choices there. Healing is your virtue. Now touch the hem of your garment. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. And all the daughters who are sitting in the gap with their mothers, Lord. God, be with Sam, Lord. Be with Portia, God. Be with Winnie, Lord. God, a Sunday in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you are worthy. And God, be with Michelle, Lord, as she mourns, God. Keep her covered in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're a great God. You're a holy God. You're a righteous God. You're a merciful God. You are a gracious God. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. Great is your faithfulness. God, you're big on period. God, you're bigger than multiple sclerosis, Lord. Oh, God, you're bigger. There's a wave of healing going through the airway, Lord. Healing is the church's bread. Hallelujah to all those who believe. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. God, we edify you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, go into the nursing homes, Lord. Keep the nursing homes and the nurses on the front lines and the doctors, Lord. Keep them covered. Keep them protected, Lord. Oh, God, you're holy. You're worthy. Oh, God, America needs you, Lord. The world needs you, God. You have those who have not bowed down to Baal. God, you have those in the land that are interceding and praying and worshiping you, Lord. You have believers that are around the globe that are touching and agreeing that your will be done in the earth and your children and your people. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Be in the hospitals, Lord, the prisons, the mental institutions. Send your word. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent, oh God? You said the harvest is plenty, but the labor of few. Lord, touch him and touch God. God, give a heart and soul. Oh God, you're worthy. God, you're moving. God, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. And God, those who are lonely tonight, Lord. God, those who feel like they're all alone. God, let them tap into you. Let them know that you're the only one who can fill the void of loneliness. Let them know that you are the only one who can meet their every need. Let them know, God, that it's you that have made them and gave them life and not them. Hey, God. Oh, God. God, you're moving. God, you're moving. This is your time that we set aside. This is your time, Lord. We pray all the time as believers. You guys always pray and not lose heart. But this is how we all come together with one accord to pray before your throne. We humble ourselves under the hand of the Almighty God. We humble ourselves, God. You are in control of our lives, every born again believer, Lord. Have your way, oh God. You know what we all stand in need of. And God, we're getting ready to go to the summer months. School is out, y'all. Lord, keep the children covered. Keep the enemy at bay. Oh God. Oh Lord. Have your way. Have your way, oh God. You are great God. You are holy God. Oh God, you've given us power as believers to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And that's why he means harm thee. God, you said upon this rock you'll build your church in the gates of hell. Shall I prevail against it? And I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven. So right now we bind the spirit of suicide and lose life in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of depression and lose peace in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of hatred and lose love in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of disease and sickness and lose healing in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of poverty and lose abundance in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Oh God. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We praise you, Lord. What a mighty God we serve. God, you've given us power. We take the power you've given us. We walk in the power that you've given us. We walk in the power that you've given us. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. You have no power in the church of God. We belong to God. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, have your way. Have your way, oh God. It's nothing that we can do in our own stead. But we stand in Christ. We stand on the solid rock. All of the ground is seeking sand. We stand on the solid rock. We stand on the rock. We stand on the rock of God, the rock of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh God, we pray. You. We praise you, oh God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you for what you're doing. We're not moved. We're going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Every born again believer, Lord, you know where we are. You know what we need. You know what we lack. You know all about us. You know where we are in you. So God, we ask you tonight to elevate us in you. We ask you tonight, God, to meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. Greater for the blood of Christ is coming. No matter what it looks like, Lord, your promises are yea and amen. We believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God, your word is true. You said in your word, without faith, it is impossible to please you. For they that come to God must be that he is, and that he is the reward of those who truly seek him. God, we seek you daily. God, we hunger for you. God, we're seeking you. We're searching for on you. God, keep us coming in these last days. Keep us coming, Lord. God, we want it, Sunday. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. God, we edify you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. So God, thank you for hearing our prayer. God, thank you for being with us this hour. Not just this hour, every day, Lord. We thank you. And God, for someone who's listening for the first time tonight, and they don't know you, Lord, as Lord and Savior, before we get off the airwaves, God, touch them like only you can. Let them know that God is real. Let them know that Jesus is real. Let them know that eternity is eternal. Let them know that lion is both God. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. We praise you, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God, and all the preachers, the pastors that are on the airway, Lord, that have a platform. God, that when they preach the word, be for to give you glory, not for their own agenda, not for their own motive, but to preach the word of God. Souls are at stake. Souls are at stake. Eternal life is at stake. Heaven is real. Hell is real. God, you don't want anyone to perish, but all come under repentance. Hallelujah. Get your glory, Lord. Get your glory, Lord. Every preaching, Lord, in these times, God, let them preach for you and you only. Have your way, oh God. All those again on the airways that's preaching the gospel, God, let them hear what you want them to hear. Let every pastor hear what you want them to hear. Let them see what you want them to see. Let them speak what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, we praise you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord. We're getting ready to bring on Minister Adrian and Minister in song. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Every day.
Thanksgiving.
God's been so good. That every day
is a blessing
day. Every day, take us out and glorify the Lord. He keeps blessing me, blessing me every day. He opens the door and I can see he's blessing me. Oh, he keeps blessing me. Over and over, he's blessing me. Every day, take the time to glorify the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Take the time to glorify the Lord. Today, I thank him for the moment when I worship in his name. I thank him for the sacrifice of praise. 'Cause it's no mystery to say how my God is every day. He makes my ways and every day. every day
of thanksgiving.
God's been so good
to me,
that every day he is blessing me. Every day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord. Glorify the Lord today. I came to tell you of a story of a king who went back to glory. It happened a long time ago. I just feel everybody ought to know how they took him to Pilate's hole. He stood there humble and so Pilate said, in this man I find no fault. If they still led him to the cross and they pierced him in his side, I'm told many people, they cried, but with a crown of thorns on his head, don't you know he profusely bled? And then they laid him in that tomb, and the world was dark and gloom. But then on the third day he arose and he lived forevermore. Jesus purchased
my salvation
way back on Calvary's tree. How does this step in the grave just because he loved me? Jesus purchased
my salvation
way back on Calvary's tree. How did sin step in the grave just because because he loved me. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that beautiful song. Amen. There's nothing like music to soothe your soul. Amen. Thank you again, my sister. That was Sister Adrian Allen. She's on our panel, and she actually hosts the Black Church on Thursday evening. So if you guys ever get a chance to listen to her, she's on Thursdays. Amen. Again, thank you. If you have a prayer request tonight, again, we invite you to call in at 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. You can press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Or you can actually go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. The Lord gave me a scripture for tonight. I'm not going to be very long with it. But this is St. John, the 14th chapter, and it's the King James Version. But before I start with this scripture, you know, God has a way of getting everyone's attention. Amen. You know, with this coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, you know, people are spending more time with their family. You know, people are praying more. People are actually calling their loved ones. So, you know, it's not all a bad thing. Amen. So keep in mind that, as I was saying, you know, God is in control of every born-again believer's life. Amen. If we love God and we worship Jesus and we believe his word, God's word is true. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us always, even to the end of the age. So don't be discouraged the way things look. Amen. Because, again, God is in control of his children's lives. Amen. For those who truly believe, I'm going to, again, come out of St. John, the 14th chapter, verse 1. It's a familiar passage of Scripture, and it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So for everyone who's listening, if you ever had troubleness of heart, God is saying, "Let not your heart be troubled." You know, the word of God says that in the world we will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. So God's got us. All those who believe in God, he is with us always until the end of the earth. And I like this passage of scripture. It says that if you believe in God, believe also in me. So God loved us so much. He loved the world so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us from the curse of the law. So for those who accept him, Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, we can't be troubled by what's going on in the land today. We have to keep our minds and hearts tuned or stayed on God. And he says, "And I go and prepare a place for you." So we know that Jesus Christ walked the earth, amen. He was here, and now he's seated at the right hand of God in glory, making intercession for you and me, for the body of Christ, for the believers. And guess what? He said he's going to come again. But before he comes back again, he's given us time to walk this thing called life.
It might not always look good or be good, but guess what? God is in every area, in every state that we're in. God has us. He doesn't want our hearts to be troubled. He doesn't want us to be all stressed out about this coronavirus. He knows all about it, whatever it is. Only God knows. I heard so many things about it being G5 or being coronavirus. It doesn't matter what it is. But God is getting our attention as believers. We're either going to trust God or we're not. And for those who are walking in fear and in bondage, God doesn't want you to be like that. God doesn't want us to be walking in fear, or he wants us to have troubleness of heart. He wants us to believe in him. First of all, if you don't know God, you're already troubled. You're already walking in fear. Because that's the trick of the enemy, to have you all bound up and have you in fear and in worrying. But even with that, God has made a way of escape. And before we end off the airway tonight, we're going to send out the invitation to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And it says that even Thomas, now Thomas walked with the Lord. And here Thomas didn't understand things. Thomas had a little doubt. Okay, because guess what? We're in the flesh. We're human. Sometimes we're going to get fearful. Sometimes we're going to have doubt. But the key is don't stay there. Confess it to God. He already knows it anyway. We have to confess it to the Lord. And then he says to him, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I am the way. You know, so many people say there's so many ways to get to God. There's so many ways to get to heaven. God says, Jesus, I am the way. He's the only way. It's not in a statue. It's not in man. It's not even in the angels. It's in Jesus Christ. That's the only way we're going to get to God or into eternal life. And he says, I am the way and the truth. Truth is, whether you want to face it or not, there is a thing or place called eternity. There is a place called heaven. There is a place called hell. But God has given us a decision to make. He made us free will beings. Either we're going to have our heart troubled or we're not. Either we're going to walk in faith or we're not. Either we're going to walk in fear or we're going to walk in faith. We can't do both. Yes, sometimes we do get a little trouble, but God speaks us even in that. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, but also in me. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for your word. I am the way and the truth. Truth is the word of God. Truth is Jesus Christ. Truth is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Coronavirus has nothing on God. The way this world is going has nothing on God. God is greater than all this that's going on in the earth today. Hallelujah. And he says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, it just takes me out how people think that they don't need Jesus. They can just walk into heaven. That when all this is over, they don't have to accept Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. How, you know, heaven is a holy place. Heaven is a place where that's his throne. It's holy. It's right. There's no evil there. So how can mere men just walk into heaven unto glory without accepting Jesus Christ as a personal Savior? Jesus Christ said in himself, he is the way. There's no other way to get to the Father but through Jesus Christ. So if you think there's any other way, you've been tricked. You've been bamboozled, as my husband likes to say. You've been tricked. The only way to get to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. When all this darkness is in the land today, we encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior so you can walk in the light. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. So if you're listening, don't let your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. You know, it's so easy for us to get troubled or to get worried. You know how if we take our eyes and mind off Christ, God said in his word for us to keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The only way we can keep it is with the word of God. It's with a relationship with God. Any other way, there's no hope in that.
There's no hope in darkness. There's no life in darkness. It's either light or dark, heaven or hell, Jesus or the devil. I'm sorry, I have to tell you. The devil don't like nobody. He doesn't care about anybody. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we thank you for your word. God, those who are troubled today, Lord, those who are undecided, they just walking in fear. God, let something that was said touch their heart, to prick their heart, to want to go to know the God that we talk about on Purpose Kingdom Network. Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. We're going to do the call of salvation. So if there's anyone that's listening tonight that does not know the God that we talk about on Purpose Kingdom Network, if there's anyone tonight who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, see, it's simple. We're all going to leave here one day. We're either going to make heaven our home or hell our home. It's just that simple. But, you know, we don't have to fear. We don't. We don't have to fear about that. We don't have to fear about what's going on in the earth today. Because God has not given his children a spirit of fear. He's given a spirit of power, of love, and a sound mind. And if you don't know God, if you don't have that peace that surpasses all understanding, if you're walking in fear, if you're walking in doubt, if you're unsure about what tomorrow holds, if you're unsure about the afterlife, we invite you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Because believe it or not, this earth is going to be passing away. It's going to go away. No one's here to live forever in this earth. No one. So when we leave on this side, don't you want to wake up in eternity with God? Don't you want to wake up in the, oh, God, oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Lord, souls are at stake, oh, God. So, oh, yeah, God. Oh, Jesus, God, you want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. Hallelujah. If there's someone listening tonight that don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I am pleading with you. I am begging you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that you can have eternal life with him. So you can have peace of mind. You can have joy in your heart. So if you're tired of walking in fear, if you're tired of trying to make things happen on your own, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, I invite you to repeat after me. It's just this simple. If you believe the word, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, if you believe that God loved you so much that he sent his Son to die on the cross for you and shed his blood on your behalf, if you believe that, then I invite you to repeat after me. Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to die on my behalf. Forgive me for my sins, Lord. I invite you into my heart. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the water's troubled. Hey, God. Hey, Boshanda. Oh, God. Oh, God, you're moving.
I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart and I'll live for you. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. And you repeated that prayer. If you accept that Jesus Christ in your heart, if you believe that God is real, if you believe that Jesus Christ died for you, and you accept him into your heart, you are saved. Oh, God. If you did that, make a confession. Tell somebody. You can even send us an email on Purpose Kingdom Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Let us know that you accept that Jesus is your Savior and you're on your way to heaven to live with God for eternity. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. If someone wants to just simply rededicate their life to God, you can do that too. If you feel that you were in a backslidden condition, God said he's married to the backslider, you can come back home. All you do is say, Lord, Father, forgive me. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you're moving. God, you're moving. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Before we have the closing prayer, I do believe that God just wants us to have prayer for the night. He said just to pray and just, you know, to intercede and just cry out. And I believe we've done that. But before we have closing prayer, Minister Rob, are there any Brother Rob, are there any announcements?
Yes, real quickly, I just want to do the announcements. And this is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight's episode. Whether you're joining us online or via phone, we thank you so much. We appreciate your listenership here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. And anytime you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network via email, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. Also, we're on Instagram and Twitter, LinkedIn and iTunes, and Instagram and Twitter, we're on purpose_kingdom. We thank you, each and every one of you, the listeners. And anywhere that, you know, there are, you know, podcasts broadcasted, we are on almost each and every avenue. And we thank you so much for supporting us. No matter where and what capacity you're listening to us on Purpose Kingdom Network, we thank you so much. With that being said, with God's will and God's blessing, hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for tomorrow evenings of Life Without Limits, hosted by Pastor Jermon Johnson. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We can also go in and follow or doing any of our social media pages. You can listen to our Morning Walk with God and the Morning Walk with Praise. And that's on Anchor.com or Anchor FM. And you can just type in Purpose Kingdom, and you get a morning word of praise there on any of our social media links. And Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate that, no matter where you listen to us in the world. We thank you so much. And, Mando's streaming. I'm just going to hand the show back over to you, and you're a great show. And
Thank you for those announcements. Thank you. You know, God is good, and it's always good to just get together and pray, amen. You know, thank you for joining us tonight on the hour of prayer. And my heart was just so heavy tonight just to pray, you know, and go before his throne on behalf of his children, his people, and also the world. You know, these are trying times, and this is definitely the time for believers to just pray like never before. You know, and God is concerned about people. Yes, he's concerned about people that don't know him or not calling him Father. God doesn't want anyone to be lost. He wants everyone to come to repent and have eternal life. Amen. Because God is not only God, he is a Father, and he is a Father to those who believe. You know, he's not a Father to the non-believers. He's not, because you have to believe in God. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior to call God Father, amen? And when you call God Father, he's obligated to take care of you. He's responsible to take care of you and keep you as Father, amen? So for those of you who don't know him, and for those of you who have accepted him, we are so happy. Those of you who don't know him, again, we encourage you to get to know God as your Father so that you can be saved, so that you can have a relationship with Jesus the Christ. Because, again, God doesn't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. All this stuff is going on in the earth today to get everybody's attention, whether you're a believer or not. But remember, the unbeliever cannot know God. The unbeliever cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So keep that in mind. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, we believe that we did what you told us to do tonight in prayer and song and sharing the scripture, God, and everything is for your glory. God, we don't steal your glory, God. We humble ourselves. We acknowledge you as God. We acknowledge you as sovereign. We are mere men. God, this is dust. This is flesh. This is dirt, God. You alone are God. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy. God, you alone hold the key to eternal life. God, apart from you, apart from Jesus Christ, we have nothing. So, God, we thank you for salvation. God, we thank you that we call you Father. God, we thank you for your Son. Because of what Jesus did, because of the blood, we come before your throne, hallelujah, and worship at your foundation. Oh, God, we love you. Jesus, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our lives, not just for this hour, but in our lives. God, we give you our lives. God, we give you control. God, have your will in us, because it's you that both are willing to do of your good pleasure. God, we're not smart enough to run our lives, Lord. We don't know enough, God, to know tomorrow without you. We don't know enough, God. So, God, here we are before your throne in your presence, humbly as we are in Sunday. God, we admit that we need you.
Jesus, we admit that you are our King and our Lord and our Savior. Holy Spirit, we admit that we need your leading and guidance. So we come tonight just thanking you for what you've done this hour. God, we believe that you touched someone's heart. We believe that a difference was made tonight, whether in song or in the word and prayer. We believe you, God, because you told us to do this, Lord, and our test off every Sunday, God. We're about your business. This is your agenda. This is all for you. So, God, everyone who's listening tonight, God, everyone who needs a touch from you, whether it's in their body, whether it's in their finances, whether it's in their mind, whether it's in their homes, whether it's in their children's lives, whether it's in their marriages, their daughters' lives, their sons' lives, their jobs, everything that pertains to them, God, we leave it on the altar tonight. God, without you, we are men most miserable, Lord. Without you, O God, we can't make it. Without you, O God, we can make it. So, God, we leave everything in your hands. God, keep us covered, Lord. Keep all your children covered. God, you say no evil shall befall thee, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. But you should give your angels charge over thee to keep us in all of our ways. So God, we commit our ways unto you. Cover our homes, Lord. Cover our automobiles, God. Cover our children, Lord. Cover our grandchildren, God. Cover our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, God. Legacy, Lord, everything we leave on the altar tonight. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Thank you, Lord. And God, even the government, Lord, you know all about it. You know everything that's going on in this world because your eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. You never slumber, neither do you sleep. There's nothing done in secret that you won't bring to light, Lord. Every motive, every intent, every ill day Sunday, your most high glory, your morning, your most Sunday, God. But yet, Lord, we believe your word. You said you've never seen the righteous forsaken, neither the seed begging bread. You said they that believe on you will not be put to shame. God, your word is true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. God, remember our every host on Purpose Kingdom Network, Lord. Remember us, God. Remember we're doing this for you. We're doing this for you to get your glory. We're not doing it for our own good. We have no fear this Sunday. It's all for your glory, God. Oh, God, get your glory. Get your glory, God. Every hope, every need. You know all about us, God. Not just Purpose Kingdom Network. Every network that's on the airway that's given your glory. Meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Beore Sunday. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for showing up tonight, God. I know it. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need. And as we sleep tonight, God, keep our homes covered under the blood. Let your angels camp around about us, Lord. And when we wake up tomorrow morning, God, let us wake up with joy in our heart. Let us wake up with peace of mind. Let us wake up with a new determination and want to please you in every area of our lives. Let us wake up tomorrow morning, God, with joy, unspeakable joy, near victory. God, we thank you.
Amen. 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 Again, I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. And we invite you to join in tomorrow evening. Again, thank you and good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Step one or two down, I will not lose.
He saved me.